he's done a really good job of controlling his emotions, doing a good job of getting ahead, using different types of pitches to get ahead. And then he's not, like, fully reliant on his fastball. Yes, he throws hard, but, like, historically, the fastballs haven't necessarily played as well as, like, one might think or one might expect. And so being a pitcher, and he's done a really good job of that, of mixing in a sweeper and using his split below the zone. So it's all the things that we've challenged him with and that he's actively working on, and it's nice to see the fruits of his labor be good.
Bullpens have been called on a lot over the last month or so. How is the pen overall held up, and how pleased are you with the way that these guys are performing right now?
Yeah. Overall, I think good. Like, obviously, we lost some guys to injuries earlier in the season, and we've had quite the carousel going here with 38 pitchers, I think, we're up to now, which is, for not having a move for the first 6 weeks of the season to then using, you know, 38 pitchers in a very short amount of time, that movement can cause a lot of disruption. There is something, too, like keeping your core together, and like they gel and they root for each other, and like when you have people come in and out, like that can be challenging sometimes, but overall, like they've answered the call, and we've tried to give them days when we can give them days, and we push the starters when we think we need to push the starters to, you know, if we can use one less bullpen guy, that I think that the compounding effect of that is positive. And so we'll just look to do that. Like, we have off days here on Thursday and the next Thursday, and then we play like 26 and 27 days. And so we're already like, obviously we've got to win tonight. We're thinking about the game tonight, but like also like what that looks like specifically for the bullpen.
I guess that's the hidden things that might get missed in terms of roster construction. How do you balance that? Yeah. Looking so far ahead, but knowing you got to win right here and right now.
Yeah, so I think it has a lot to do with, like, training guys for what you'd want them to do, right? So, like, Budo Brazoban have been in more of, like, a one-inning type role. But we get Soto, who's a one-inning guy. So you start to have all these one-inning guys, and that doesn't lend itself to getting guys rest. Because if you have four innings to cover, then that's four different guys that are pitching. So so it's building Budo and Braz back up to, you know, that 30, 35 pitch mark where you're really comfortable, like, sending them out for multiple innings. That way they can provide some air cover for the whole bullpen.
We were talking yesterday on the air about bullpen games because Mets have had a lot of them. Giants had one yesterday. And how, on paper, it's a cool idea, right? Like, multiple arms, different looks, but how challenging it can be on a bullpen long term. What are the challenges presented from a bullpen game beyond the actual just nine innings?
Yeah, like the bullpen game itself that day doesn't do a whole lot, like, right? And like analytically and statistically, like, you can make the case that every game should be a bullpen game, because the more variance you can throw on the mound, like, that's going to disrupt the other team's offensive plans and what they try to do to you, right? So I love the ideas and the idea of a bullpen, and I think there are times where we can be strategic about doing them, but you're right, like, the compounding effect of that. Now, San Francisco will feel it today. Although Givens gave them a good chunk. Like, if you have one guy that can give you three, four innings, like, it's a little bit more manageable. But they'll feel that now for the next week, having used those guys at that rate.
Hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.